Hey guys, what's up? I'm over here at AmazeCon and I'm talking to people about horror and paranormal stuff. And there's some people definitely to talk to. There's guests here, but then there's also some people here who have their own stories about things. Now, I'm here with Adam Rockhill, the hill that rocks.
Hello.
And how are you?
I'm doing good. The hill that rocks. That's a new one.
You don't? Oh, you like that?
That's a new one. That's
copyright new one. Me. You got to pay me $5 every time you use it. That's already $5 at me.
I'll give you $6.
Did you say six or sex dollars?
Whatever you want.
Whichever. You're like,
whatever
whichever
you want.
Whichever one lets me use it more often. So we were talking before about we were going to talk about some stuff, and then I mentioned the whole paranormal thing, and you said you have some stories of your own.
Oh, I have plenty.
Now, quick question. Before whatever you're going to tell me, before these experiences, did you believe in this stuff? And even do you believe now, technically, or are you still kind of on the fence?
I was a non-believer before it happened to me until I got possessed, and I'm like, okay, this is not fun.
Sometimes depends who's possessing you.
Well,
I guess. I don't know. I have yet to be possessed, so I really don't know.
That story will come. There was a time I spent 2 years as a Revolutionary War reenactor. And Fort Mifflin in PA.
I've heard the name. Never been there, but I've heard of it.
But yeah. It's one of the most haunted bases in the Philadelphia area next to like the prisons and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
And there was a story of a shrieking lady.
This sounds familiar, yes, okay.
She was shrieking in pain because at one point she was pregnant and she lost the child.
Oh, okay.
And it was very painful for her. So, I was at the reenactment. Me and my friends decided to, hey, let's fuck around and mess with some ghosts. Yeah, sure, why not? I don't believe in them, why not? If nothing's gonna happen to me, you know?
Yeah.
Worst damn words of my life. So, we're walking around, we're doing different stuff. And we go into the powder room that the lady is said to be in.
Oh, she's like in a specific...
Yeah.
Area. Okay.
So we walked in. I'm sitting there. I'm like, okay, this isn't... It's just dark in here. What's going on?
Ooh, you know, who's scared of the dark?
I'm like, oh, yeah, dark, bleh. So they started talking to her. I'm like, okay, so right now you guys are talking to walls. Like, no, we're not. We're talking to the ghost. We're talking to the ghost.
So they were already believing this. This is something to them that was real already to them.
And here I come, the non-believer, coming in, shutting their shit down. And then they started egging her on. The worst thing you can do to a ghost is egg them on. It's all fun and games until somebody gets possessed. That's what happened to me. But they're like, oh, if you don't believe in her, call her a name or something. Now, she was the story goes that she was notorious to be a bit of a harlot.
Oh, okay.
But she didn't like to be called out on her harlotness.
Which, it's funny you say that because, I mean, a female ghost in a fort, isn't our forts usually known for having male soldiers? So what the hell is she? I'm like, I don't know, girl, you kind of hussified yourself. It's like, you look like a duck, smell like a duck, and act like a duck. People are going to think you a duck. Yeah, so I guess, yeah, okay, so you go here with these guys, they're already believing, they know the story, you know the story, but it's not something you're buying into, you're just going in, okay, let's see what's going on.
Yeah.
They're egging her on. What's the first thing?
I started feeling really angry. When I first walked into it, I was happy, having fun, you know, but then the longer we stayed, the more angry I started feeling. Like, I just started feeling very, very intense.
Like your emotions were just shifting for no damn reason.
So I'm sitting there. I get angry. So I said, if you're real, then show your whore face. You're nothing but a whore. You don't belong here. And I just started yelling at her. And my friends are with me and they're like, dude, stop. And they go to touch me and I pulled away. I darted at them. Like almost
defensive,
as if I was gonna hit them, very defensive like. And then I started getting a sharp pain in my stomach. The feeling that I felt in my stomach, it literally felt like somebody was taking a knife and digging it into my stomach. It was very, very intense, very painful. it's just, I couldn't handle it.
Was there any markings on you?
There was a nice mark on my stomach of like almost like a knife wound. And I actually do have a knife wound from a paranormal activity situation where I was actually attacked. That could be a different story. But my stomach felt like someone was just stabbing it and like twisting and pulling on my organs.
So you're feeling angry, you're feeling this at any point. What's in your state of mind? What was it? What were you thinking at this point?
I was thinking, get me the hell out of here. That was the only thing that was running through my mind.
Were you trying to get out is the question?
I was trying, but every time I walked towards the door, I would stop and walk back into the room. It was as if someone kept on pulling me back in every time I went to go leave.
I know someone who kind of had the same situation, not in a negative sense. I know someone that apparently was at a church. There was a church praying thing, and he decided to get up and leave. And then when everyone started doing a certain prayer, he kind of just apparently, from what I'm told, I wasn't there. His mom said he just stopped dead in his tracks, turned around with this blank look on his face, walked back into the church and sat down and just started praying, which is not like him to do to begin with, though. So, I mean, that's a little nicer because no one's hurting him. But to happen, I guess when you have a whore inside you, it's not the kind of...
Yeah.
Show your whore face.
Show your whore. Yeah, that was probably the worst thing I could have said at that point. And we're sitting in there for a good 20 minutes now.
Oh, okay.
We're in there for a good 20 minutes. I'm starting to get these very intense feelings. And one of my friends actually comes up to me and grabs me on my arm to pull me out. And I just ripped my arm away from him and swung at him. And I just said, "Don't touch me." I dropped in the middle of the floor, and I'm sitting there rocking back and forth in the middle of the floor.
Mm-hmm.
It took literally one of my friends to pick me up and drag me out of there by force.
Were you fighting them back at this point, too?
At this point, I was flailing, I was trying to get them to stop, and he just completely bear-hugged me, picked me up, and just took me out.
So what happened once he got you out?
As soon as I left, I collected myself. I just kind of collapsed to the ground. And I was like, what the fuck just happened?
Right? To you, it's like, did I just watch this? Was it like that kind of thing? Were you detached from it almost?
I could see the images in my face of like her thriving in pain upon miscarry.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried sitting there trying to figure out why I got that pain in my stomach. Then I read back on the story, and it said that she miscarried. So that's the pain that I was feeling. I was feeling the pain that she was at that point in time when she was miscarrying the child.
Have you gone back there at all?
I have not. I want to, but at the same time, I'm afraid to.
Well, I mean, you got to remember, the first time it happened, it was also very instigated. You could go back. See, the type of thing I would maybe even suggest, if you went back, go with... I guess someone that can somewhat help you with some kind of in a paranormal sense, some kind of paranormal shield, a white light protection spell, maybe with some sage. Only because the fact that it happened to you just tells me that it can definitely probably happen again. But I mean, you also instigated it. Mm-hmm. Going back a second time, it might not happen, but you don't know if it remembers what kind of a spirit this is. One. And two, if it remembers, three, it could have happened even if you didn't instigate it, because there are some people that are just prone to having that happen to them.
Well,
because you said you have more than one story, so something tells me that.
Well, the reason why I have more than one story is of my religion. Believe it or not, I'm a Wiccan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a inkwell for paranormal activity towards me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I actually carry around the triquetra on me. I wear Wiccan prayer beads. So the spirits are kind of drawn to me. And I get both demonic and good. But what seems to come to me the most is demonic.
Any clue why?
Because of my past growing up the way I was.
Yeah, it's. I guess you could say it's. Without going into your past, me knowing a little bit about you, it's kind of a I guess, I don't know, it's funny. I was going to say, sometimes the broken past leaves holes in a person, so it makes them more susceptible. Because, I mean, then again, like you said, evil and demonic, as opposed to good spirits, why would a good spirit want to attack you or do anything to you anyway? It's the evil ones that want something more.
Well, I tend to believe that the reason why I get attacked by these evil and demonic spirits is because I'm a Wiccan. And for those of you who do know Wiccans, they're said to protect from the evil spirits.
Yeah.
Their witchcraft is said to be able to protect from evil spirits. So it's almost like Wiccans are a threat to these evil and demonic entities.
So if you go back, do you think you have enough energy within yourself to go back and protect yourself, or do you think you would probably still need more help from someone else?
I would probably still need more help, yes.
I mean, you're young.
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't mean that in to be offensive in any way, but yeah, you're still young just as a person. And so that means just even as a Wiccan, that means you don't have as much experience as someone else might have. So it's the type of thing where even if you went back, I would even suggest having someone else that's more experience, more energy, someone that's really dealt with this kind of thing more often, go with you. And see, because, I mean, you've connected to it at some point. You kind of, I'm not saying you're still connected to it, but you're in a situation where you probably understand a little more where the spirit's coming from than someone that just walks in there and knows a story, because you've been put in a position where you've experienced the story almost. Mm-hmm. You didn't just watch the movie, you actually got to be in it.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. And actually, believe it or not, I actually do have a demonic spirit that knows me at a different site in Mount Holly.
What's that?
He was an inmate at the Mount Holly Burlington County Prison, I believe it's called. I haven't been there in so long. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure if I go back there, he's going to recognize me.
Well, I mean, it's funny you say that. It reminds me of, which is funny because we have, I know I have some of the hats there. What is it? Paranormal Lockdown, Nick? Nick Groff on Paranormal Lockdown, who's from Ghost Adventures. The one thing that he's experienced, and it's happened a couple of times, apparently, he's gone to sites with spirits. He's dealt with the spirits. He's left, and the spirits... I know there's one situation. I think the Hinsdale House, the ghosts, it's months now, maybe even a year since he's been there, apparently. The spirits are still asking for him. The owner of the house hears the spirits asking, "Where's Nick?" So they're... Sometimes, I guess the person's energy can make... It works the other way around.
It's not like just infectious to them.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's the other way around. It's not just where, oh my God, where's this ghost? It works the other way around, too. You know, it's not just the ghost affecting you. You can be affecting the ghost, and now this spirit wants to know where the hell you are. We can affect each other back and forth.
Well, the one spirit at the prison connects to me because I was looking into his history. His name is unknown, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But he connects to me because he grew up the same way I did.
Ah, okay. You have a shared kind of history.
Yeah, we share a history. So he'll sometimes do something when he knows I'm in the building. He'll do something to get my attention because I'm a very curious person. Especially when I'm in a place that I know is haunted.
They know. Now I get what you're saying. Yeah, they'll get your attention. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that I guess you could use the word manipulate. It kind of manipulates you. I guess has it made its way to like draw you away from people you're with?
Yeah, I mean, it's weird because the last time I was in the building, he was banging around in one of the cells. And I was the only one in the building because everybody else was outside of the building.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel as though he knew that I was there and he was trying to get my attention. So when I finally went to the cell that he was banging around, I could smell cigarette smoke.
Oh, okay.
And I thought it was funny. I made a joke about it. I said, I think he was trying to smoke a joint with me. I think he was trying to get my attention to smoke with him.
Or maybe he was just hoping you had some, because a spirit, I guess he can't get his hands on it. But he was like, "Yo, I remember what it smells like, bro. You know what this is? Waving it around you. You know what this is? Can you get me some of this? Yo, can you get? You see this shit right here? This shit right? Can you get me some of this right here? Yeah.
No, but I can't. I still like, remember.
It's like the ghost going, "Yo, can you get me a burger with cheese?
Make sure it's cheddar.
But this one hasn't been bad to you. This one it connects to you.
He just connects to me and loves the crap out of me for some reason.
But how does he react to other people, though?
He can't stand them. One thing that he does not like blondes. He doesn't like, if you're a female and you're blonde, he will definitely attack you.
And you fall more into the, I guess, redheaded, light brown hair.
But he goes for the blonde females.
You ever think of just shaving, putting a blonde wig on, seeing what happens?
No, I don't want to. But then again, I don't think it'll work because
he's not visually seeing you. He's seeing you at a different kind of level, different aspect. Yeah.
He's seeing me from my aura, basically. Yeah. But my ex-girlfriend, we went into the prison, and she was a blonde. I'm telling you, she was straight up blonde.
Did you know though at this time?
Oh yeah, I knew he was there.
You're a wicked about him hating blondes.
Oh yeah,
you are a wicked man.
But I just wanted to see. Basically, I was trying to see it from a different perspective because I've heard stories of him attacking the blondes, but I wanted to see it for myself.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I used my girlfriend as a way to do that.
Is this an ex?
This is an ex.
Okay, I can see why she is an ex.
Yeah, me too. But, so we come in, and I hear a voice. Like, I hear a voice directly in my ear, like a small whisper. And the whisper just says, blonde. And I'm like, oh, I done fucked up. And she said that she started feeling like someone's hands around her neck choking her. And I'm like, oh, I fucked up.
When you connect with this thing, it sounds like it's connecting to you. Do you feel it in return connecting to it? Or is it more like...
It's a both-way thing.
So have
I feel his energy, he feels mine.
So have you been able to like connect with it to figure out what it is, the deal with it?
I was able to at one point, but like I said, I haven't been back in so long that it's just kind of, I don't know. But I do know exactly what he is. He was a prisoner thrown in jail for a misdemeanor of he owed debt.
Really? Okay. You got that from connecting?
Yeah.
But you haven't been able to get a name, so you can't, like,
I wasn't able to get
a name.
I don't think he's comfortable enough to tell me his name yet.
See, it's the type of thing where it's almost like you can go back, but it's the kind of thing, do you really want to and do you really need to?
Yeah. But he told me that he was literally just placed in jail because he owed debt.
Which
back in the time
makes me
period,
think, no, I was going to say, that puts him back quite far in the in the timeline, though, because we haven't really been...
Around 1800s?
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, that's something that, I mean, there was debtor's prison, and that was more of an English thing, and which kind of carried over to the United States, but didn't stick around as long. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, eventually they were like, you know, how the hell is someone going to pay you? Yeah, so that kind of does give you a time frame for him. I mean...
He was born... He did tell me he was born around 1834, about that time, but I did not believe him. I looked into it, and he wasn't born until 1890, because he was placed in jail when he was 23.
Oh, yeah, so that wouldn't make sense.
Because I went back on his history.
I mean, you also have to remember, this thing could easily just be lying to you, too.
Yeah, but he I don't know why he connects to me and I connect to him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You have to remember, this, it might not be what you think it is. I mean, it could easily be just like the other one. You instigated, and that's why it got in with you. But you also have to remember, this one, this is in a jail. This could be something more sinister, and it's presenting itself this way to you just to get to you, to make you want to come back more. You know what I mean? It's already got you on the hook. Now it's just a matter of... What's it going to take to reel you in? This thing could be have an ulterior motive. This thing could be trying to get permanent possession. This is not.
I realize how unsafe it is.
Yeah, it's not something I wouldn't suggest you go back there. Honestly, I mean, and if you did again, someone with more experience, with you that can definitely keep something at bay if it needs to.
I mean, he was, like I said, he wasn't there for debt. But at the same time, he was in a jail cell with murderers, rapists, He was in a jail cell with hardcore criminals. See,
what gets me here is I found someone I can connect to. Hmm. I can use this, but this son of a bitch is not gonna come at me if I come if I tell him I'm violent. I'm in here for something that is not that bad. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. like not only the and the other thing that really comes through is the blonde.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if this guy like probably strangled or killed three women just because they were blonde, had some kind of blonde obsession. And
well, that's what started putting me off. That's one of the reasons why I haven't gone back to the prison, because as soon as he said blonde, I'm like, whoa, that's way too sinister.
How many times have you been there?
I've been there several times because I used to do a haunted attraction there in the back of the prison.
In the place? When's the last time you were there?
Last time I was there was probably 2015.
Okay, so it's been a while then.
Yeah.
Have you made plans to go back at all? Are you considering?
I have not thought about it. I am considering it, though.
Like I said, I wouldn't suggest it, but I honestly, if you do, I'd like to know what happens.
Well, I am considering going back to there and doing a full-blown investigation to pull him out and see what he is, what he wants.
Have people done investigations there?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Because I know a few groups, but they're in New York. But I'm sure they know other groups that might want to do an investigation there. Especially with your situation, I would maybe even see if I'll find a group that has someone that's not... A group that's not just doing the scientific method on it, but a group that's doing scientific and metaphysical aspect mm-hmm. of it. So they can actually, you know what I mean, kind of gauge with what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because scientific, all they're going to be able to get is sounds and readings. But if you can get someone that's there on a spiritual level to corroborate what you're saying, you know, that brings everything to a different level. That's what I would suggest you do, honestly.
I mean, like I said, I have considered going back because I want to know what the hell he is. I want to know what he's in for. And I want to know why he has so much wrong with blondes.
I mean, it really falls down to, do you need to know, though? That's what I'm saying. It's like a hook, line, and sinker reeling you in kind of thing.
I feel as though he does have me hooked because I do consider a lot going back. So I think like he's like on that hook, tugging me like, oh, come back. You should come back.
See, for that reason alone, I would think you shouldn't go back. Mm-hmm. Because what does the spirit need from you? You know what I mean? The better question is, what do you need from it? Nothing.
Exactly.
You don't need anything from it. This thing is trying to get something from you or out of you. That's where I feel like it's not necessarily the best or safest thing for you, though.
Oh, I know that for a fact. Especially with, I've actually had physical attacks brought on me. Like I said, I have a scar on my chest from it. But that's from a different spirit who I kind of pissed off. I called it.
You want to tell us about that?
I kind of called him a fake ass piece of shit dick.
Where now? What was this? What was the situation here? Where was this?
That was and in, when? Again. That was in a prison. That was
same
in the
prison.
Same prison.
Just different spirit.
Different spirit. Same prison. But he kind of was very very angry
mm-hmm.
because he that was an angry spirit because I found out that the spirit was that of whom tried to break out and killed two guards and a warden to do so.
Oh, so he's not done trying to get out. He's still fighting his way out.
Oh, yeah. So,
well, it kind of makes you think it's a good thing he stuck to the prison then, at least, and not free, but...
Actually, I'm not flashing you. Right there.
Okay, I could see it.
I was legitimately stabbed by the guy. Like, I just felt the sharp pain.
Yeah, I was about to say, did you feel it right away? Because I know some people sometimes don't even realize they have something till later on.
I felt it, but I didn't know it was there until I started feeling a drop going down my chest. I ran out of the building, and I looked down, and I saw that I was bleeding. And I'm like, oh shit, I was just attacked.
How long ago was this again?
Oh, that was back in 2014.
Oh, okay.
I was back in 2014.
I would strongly suggest stop going there.
But I'm just drawn to the place.
Okay, look, if there's these many spirits in this damn prison and they're messing with you, eventually you're gonna get one that's not gonna be nice to you, and it's not gonna stab you in the front. It's gonna bend you over, stab you in the back, cause he's been wowing and wowing and wowing for so long. Woo! Make your head pop off. But I'm telling you right now, be careful though. Now, if any of you people out there have any questions for him, definitely feel free to email me or send us on social media at Is Edi Dead, or just get that's on. Someone's writing here and throwing me off. I'm trying to multitask. Oh my god! But get us on in. Get me on Instagram or Twitter. Let me, and if you have any more questions for Adam here, I will get them to him and we can get more information. So we'll hopefully we'll talk to you again soon about some. Well, hopefully I don't hear any more bad news from you.
Oh well.
I'd like to hear a nice story where I woke up and saw an angel.
I have a few, but we're running out of time. So
thanks for joining us.
No problem.